This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Studies of climate change typically focus on its potential effects on human health or the natural environment. Today on Climate Connections, NPR's year-long series with National Geographic, we examine what global warming could mean for historic sites and monuments. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports that a recent study in Europe has raised concerns about preserving the continent's history in a changing climate.
Like all old Italian city centers, Bologna is filled with monuments and heavy traffic. Dark lines caused by gas emissions are clearly evident on the building's facades. But climate change could quickly multiply damage already caused by pollution.
We have to consider the problem of solar radiation and thermal stress.
Alessandra Bonazza is a geologist and researcher at ISAC, Bologna's Institute for Atmospheric Sciences and Climate Change.
So you have expansion and contraction in a different way of both mortar and brick. So you create internal tension that can cause cracking and fractures.
Commissioned by the European Union, ISAC supervised a recent report drafted by specialists from seven European countries. Directed at policymakers, cultural heritage managers, and conservationists, it's called Noah's Ark and includes a vulnerability atlas of Europe. Using projected climate data, a series of maps indicate the regions that will undergo higher or lesser risks and their impact on old and ancient monuments.
Our studies demonstrated that water is really the driving parameters of all the damage processes. If we have more water, we have a problem. If we have less water, we have other problems.
Lower humidity levels in southern Europe will lead to an increase in salts deposited on marble and limestone, potentially weakening and breaking structures such as the Parthenon in Athens and the Colosseum in Rome. In northern Europe, where wood and metals are commonly used, increased moisture could also lead to fractures and rot from insects and organic agents such as lichen and moss. And monuments like the Eiffel Tower are threatened by increased corrosion. This is the first large-scale project tackling climate change and cultural heritage. Yet the authors concede it's partial. It doesn't deal with rising sea levels that could threaten thousands of monuments along European coastlines.
I'm very aware that this project opens more questions that offer answer to the problem.
Cristina Sabioni is the project coordinator. Up to now, she says, scientists have focused only on pollution.
It has never been posed the question, what will happen in the future? We have to face future climate change in order to protect our cultural heritage.
In Rome, the Tiber River flows below the Church of the Knights of Malta on the Aventine Hill. On the other bank, there's the 15th century building of San Michele, headquarters of ICROM, the UN-backed International Center for the Study of the Preservation and Restoration of Cultural Property. Unit Director Joseph King says extreme changes in weather patterns could produce flooding, damaging not just individual buildings, but the city's entire urban fabric.
Our definitions of cultural heritage have expanded. We used to talk about the Colosseum or St. Peter's or individual buildings. But now when we talk about cultural heritage, we talk more about historic towns and neighborhoods. We also talk about cultural landscapes.
The ISAC report, King says, is an important first step toward understanding the potential impact of climate change.
We now are starting to realize that these problems exist. We need more research. We need to understand better, at a more detailed level, what kinds of problems we're going to have.
King agrees with the report that not everything can be saved from the threats of climate change. He says societies, not bureaucrats, will have to set priorities and decide what's crucial to their cultural identity and traditions. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
You can learn more about climate and history at npr.org/climate and in National Geographic magazine.